I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Traditionally, the outdoors have been the domain of men, but those barriers are being shattered with events like one for this weekend at Kanawha State Forest. More on that when we come back.
Whelan Sportsman has really played a major role in reintroducing me to the great outdoors.
Even though I'm wheelchair-bound, it doesn't mean I can't hunt or fish.
Whelan Sportsman has shown me that even though I do have a disability, I do not have to give up the things I love.
You know, Whelan Sportsman NWTF has shown me that I can do things outdoors I've always dreamed of doing. It's really good to know that there's people out there that really do care.
It'll be all about the ladies this weekend at Kanawha State Forest.
We like to get women involved in outdoor activities.
That's Billy Shear, the West Virginia DNR, who is inviting women everywhere in the state to be a part of the one-day Women in the Outdoors event this Saturday at the park, sponsored by the DNR and the NWTF.
The DNR co-sponsors this with the National Wild Turkey Federation. We just try to get women and involved in the outdoor activities. It's a one-day event. We'll start at 8 o'clock, and it'll run through 5 o'clock.
And there will be plenty of activities for interested women to get involved in.
You can pick 4 classes, and the classes vary from fishing and archery and first aid, outdoor craft, outdoor cooking, rifle, survival, birding, camping, fly tying.
And the aim, as Billy mentioned, is to get women interested in outdoor pursuits. For years, men have dominated all things outdoors, but she says as women continue to attend events like this one Saturday and the twice annual Becoming an Outdoors Woman workshop, they're learning that the outdoors is pretty much for everybody.
These women are really excited about doing these activities, especially on the weekend workshops. I mean, it's just amazing to how many of these women get out and actually do this and can come and tell about their experiences. And it's not all about hunting or fishing. I mean, there's a lot of people that like to hike, go canoeing, or just learn, you know, different crafts or learn stream ecology. I mean, it's just not all about hunting.
This Saturday's one-day event may also give you a taste of a full-blown weekend schedule that you could schedule later this year.
We have the workshops in the spring and in the fall. The fall workshop is going to be September the 12th through the 14th, and it will be at Watoga State Park. And the this event is just a one day. So you get 4 classes, and they're 90 minutes classes. When you come to the weekend workshops, it's like a 3.5-hour class. You get more information, more time to do the class.
Participation is $45 and available to anybody, any woman that is, age 14 and older. You can call the DNR ahead of time to pre-register at 558-2771 or just show up at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning and they'll register you on the spot. If you're a woman who's always wanted to be involved in the outdoors but never sure exactly how to find your place, here's your chance. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.